Welcome to Head Games Radio. If there is one event that symbolizes what we try to talk about on this show and help you with as you go through your own moments of truth in life, it's the Super Bowl. And Len Dawson, looking at that game yesterday, how much of it rang true for you from many moons ago when you were the Super Bowl MVP?
Well, it was a defensive battle, and the game that I played against the Vikings in Super Bowl IV was a defensive battle as well. You had two outstanding defenses. I think what was really surprising to most people was the fact that the Colts defense did so well yesterday, and the Colts offense running the football against the Bears defense, which people thought, well, they're going to stop that running attack and force Manning to throw the ball more often than he wanted to, but that was not the case. I thought that the Indianapolis Colts played very well, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Who was the key person for you on that defensive side of the ball? The key interception by Sanders, you had a couple key interceptions, five turnovers for Chicago, obviously. If you and I had talked about that once, we talked about it five times, that Chicago certainly would not have to do that. They would be in serious trouble. But who was the key person for you on the Indianapolis side of the ball?
I think you just mentioned him, Sanders, the safety. Not only interception, but I think he forced a fumble as well with his hits. And he was instrumental in trying to put some heat on the running attack of the Bears. The Bears did have one big run, 52 yards by Jones, but other than that, I thought the Colts defense did a heck of a job, and I think Sanders was a very important reason why. And the thing that I like about him is he tackles people. He just doesn't hit them. He tackles them. They stop, you know. And I see so many times during the course of the year, guys are arm tackling people, and these backs are just too good to go down with arm tackles. And so you have to really wrap them up. And he was able to do that. And I think he set the tone for the defense when he came back from injury. It started in the first playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs when they limited Larry Johnson to 32 yards. 32 yards rushing in that ball game completely shut them down. And I think a big part of that was coming back of Sanders, the strong safety.
It's really, to me, the essence of why they won, which is that they out-hit, they out-hustled, they outplayed the Chicago Bears. When we come back, Len Dawson, our own Monday morning quarterback on the Super Bowl. We'll be joined by Jarrett Bell from USA Today later in the broadcast and Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the best seats for the biggest events. Go to TicketsNow.com today and select from the largest selection of premium seats for every major sport, concert, or theater event in North America. Available now at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEGAM loans. This is not a biweekly mortgage program or a debt roll down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
With nearly 2,500 acres and a vertical drop of almost 2,300 feet, North Star at Tahoe is one of Lake Tahoe's most complete mountain resorts. 79 trails and 16 lifts provide access to a variety of terrain for all levels. North Star is well known for its award-winning grooming, North Tahoe's largest snowmaking system, children's ski and snowboard school programs, terrain parks and pipes, and exceptional guest service. Details at NorthStarAtTahoe.com or 1-800-GO-NORTH.
We know who's selling drugs in our community, but we never say anything to them. And if a white guy was to come into our community and sell drugs, we'd probably kill him.
That was our buddy Charles Barkley, who believed that the Indianapolis Colts, that it was their time. Was this their time, Lynn Dawson?
Well, I don't know about their time or not, but I think that the conditions of the day, the quarterback play on both sides, and the way that they really played as a team. You know, Mick, they had the ball 81 times to 48 for the Bears. No way the Bears can win. The time of possession was about, 38 minutes to 22. You can't win doing that because you got to have the ball to win. And the turnovers in the ball game yesterday, what were the 8 turnovers in that ball game? 5 by the by the Bears. When you go back to the game they had against the Saints, what was the big difference in that ball game? The ball game was the Saints turned it over, and the Bears did not turn it over, and so that was a huge factor. And I think that after the Colts came back against the Patriots, down 18 points, came back to win that football game, that was a great lift to that football team. That made them really believe in the people that are there, that they can get the job done. And even after the opening kickoff was run back for a touchdown and they're down 7-0, they just kept fighting right back to get into the ball game. But must have been the time, you know. But I know for Peyton Manning, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him all for the last couple of weeks about can't win the big game. Well, maybe the monkey is off his back, but when you take a look at what he has done in, what is it, the 9th year in the league, whatever it is, a phenomenal record for Peyton Manning. So I don't know, is there time or not, but I know this, they'll take it.
And Tony Dungy, too, when will they finally describe an African-American coach like they do a Bill Walsh, you know, like they do so many other coaches, as geniuses, as people that have an insight? Not that that's the only requirement, but it's an interesting thing that has been brought up in this past week, that black coaches may be referred to for their character, but not for their intellect.
Well, I think and hopefully that you won't have to mention that much anymore about what color skin he is, or you know, whether he's Hispanic, like Tom Flores. We don't mention him too much, do we, about him being Hispanic, but he's the first Hispanic coach to coach a Super Bowl team to win it. But hopefully that's behind us. You know, you'd like to spend more time talking about the game itself, and the fact that there are players on both sides and their strengths and their weaknesses, and to not have to worry about the color of the skin of the coaches.
Lynn Dawson, who has been covering this with us the whole season, I look back on this year, and even though it was not an A game, it was definitely a competitive game. The season itself was one of the most unpredictable seasons on memory. Does this cap off perhaps the best season in many years in the NFL?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think you're right. It was a very competitive game. It was going on to a 5-point difference in the fourth quarter when Grossman threw an interception, the result in the touchdown. That kind of sealed the game for the Colts. But it was a competitive game, even though all those numbers I threw at you, the Bears were still very much in the game. What they needed was a big play, which they did not get. But they came up with a big play. It would have been a different story that we're talking about today, how that the Colts could have dominated but lost the football game. But I'll tell you what, it was a good game. All Super Bowls, I think, are very good games. The weather was different, first time it rained, so Some people like that. Quarterbacks don't like it. Kickers don't like it. I know that. But it was part of the game, and I think that getting down to that, that who is which quarterback is going to be able to handle the situation the best. And I think we found out that even though Peyton Manning did not have an outstanding game, he handled the situation the best. He put his team in position to win. People were saying, well, geez, they're not going down the field, throwing the ball down there. Well, no, the weather had something to do with that, plus the fact that the Bears' defense was not going to let you get down there deep. They made one mistake in coverage with a touchdown to Wayne, and that, you know, that was the one big play for the Colts. But Peyton Manning was smart enough to take what they were giving him, kind of like the West Coast offense. You know, you talk about the 49ers and Bill Walsh here a minute ago. Well, that was his philosophy, that you don't, you know, you can throw passes that are good for 5 and 6 yards. If you have a running play that's good for 5 or 6 yards, you say, hey, that's a good play. Why not a pass that goes for 5 or 6 yards?
Len Dawson, with 8 minutes left, the score is 29-17, and Rex Grossman has not thrown any interceptions. It seemed as if they decided that they had to force the ball. They were doing so well, they were being given the under routes as well, speaking of the West Coast offense, and it looked as if Rex Grossman was being very efficient with those shorter passes. Then suddenly he throws what looked like a rainbow of an interception, and then he comes back several plays later with his second interception in four plays, which basically ended the game for them. What happened then? Was that the mistake of a Rex Grossman? When you call a deep pass in the rain, when you're moving the ball up the field with a short passing game, you've got seven and a half minutes left, isn't that the offensive coordinator's fault?
I don't know whose fault it is, but that looked like a fair catch rule. When he's throwing that ball, was floating down the field the last two interceptions. He never should have done that. Don't force the thing. He had plenty of time to do it. And Peyton Manning was throwing those little dunk passes. Now, who's to say you hit a back in the flat or somebody in the flat? What happens if they miss a tackle? Now it turns into a big gain. So instead of forcing the thing, I think that's the problem with so many quarterbacks. And we all have to learn that when we go through it, is the fact that, you know, don't force matters. You know, take what they give you. You know, unless it's, you're down in dire straits when the game is about to end, then you throw that ball up for grabs and hope somebody can come up with a terrific catch. But with the amount of time that the Chicago Bears had left in that football game, you don't want to take a chance on what happened, because what happened? It turned the ball game around, interception, touchdown, game over. The Colts win it.
Jared Bell's going to come on our next segment to talk about game management and why he believes that the correct selection for most valuable player was indeed Peyton Manning. But what about that offensive line for Indianapolis, which Mark Schlereth talked about last week? What about those running backs in Rhodes and Adai that combined for, what, 150, 160 yards? I thought they as much deserved the most valuable player.
Well, I'm telling you now, if you'd have told me that Indianapolis is going to run against the Chicago Bears, and how many yards do they get? I think there's about 190. 190 yards rushing in that ball game.
Yes.
I said, well, you're crazy. There's no way they're going to do that against that Bears defense, but they did it. And the only way you can do it, Nick, as well, you know, somebody has to block some people. And they were getting after people, the offensive line of the Colts getting after those Bears. And I didn't see, with the exception of, I think, Peyton Manning was sacked once, but most of the time the defensive tackles were not getting that type of penetration on that offensive line of the Colts. And if you don't get penetration up the middle, you're not going to disrupt the running game, and you're not going to disrupt the passing game. And so you got to give credit to the Colts offensive line for an outstanding job of doing that, because Peyton Manning did have time. A couple times rushed a little bit, but most of the time could see the field, down the field, what was happening, and was able to make the right decision who to throw the football to.
And essentially that front four of Chicago, which has been devastating to so many teams, was ineffective last night. I don't know how much of that was the weather, but the other thing in our last minute of this segment, Len Dawson, is the safeties. Danielle Manning and Chris Harris for the Bears were 18 yards back most of the time. I know they were relying on an Urlacher because of his mobility to be able to get back in that deeper middle of the field, but that all but gave Manning, if he had the discipline, the short pass.
Absolutely. You know, if you're going to have a linebacker that's running back there, a middle linebacker, 20 yards down the field, the safeties are back there as well. You know, okay, they've taken that away from you. Now let's see what they've given us. What they've given us is little dunk passes in the flat, little dunk passes over the line of scrimmage where that middle linebacker had been. Now, what has to happen? Somebody's got to make an open field tackle on a running back, and it's not always going to happen. And by, plus the fact he is going to pick up positive yards. So you're always keeping that defense on the defense. I don't think they blitz that much because they were concerned about Peyton Manning picking up the blitz before it comes and checking off and hitting the hot receiver. So Manning had him in a bind.
When we come back, we're going to talk about these things and more with Jared Bell from USA Today and our own Monday morning quarterback who's ready, I think, to take a vacation after a long season, Len Dawson. But let's talk about weather. Let's talk about what this means, of course, to Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith and these teams looking for next year. Listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. TermBusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
You know, they talk a lot about head coaches, African-American coaches, for their character and their leadership, but rarely they're talked about as geniuses. But, you know, I hope that this is a time when we stop talking about it in terms of black coaches and just talk about the quality of these human beings. As I look at this Colts team, Len Dawson, I look at a team that found a way to win ugly. They found a way to play with character. They found a way to get it done no matter what. And unlike last year's team that started off undefeated for all those games and then was disappointing at the end, maybe the biggest lesson was that Peyton Manning learned that he didn't have to win it himself.
Well, he had a defense this year. You know, fortunately for the Indianapolis Colts, the defense came alive in the playoffs. And I was looking at some stats here about their defense and what they gave up during the regular season, and it was 173 yards. They gave up 111 in the ball game yesterday against the Chicago Bears. And the Bears, on the other hand, you know, they've did an outstanding job defensively against the run. 94 yards or 99 yards, but they gave up 191 against, you know, Baltimore. So here's the thing that I think has to happen. A football team is a reflection on the head coach and the type of person he is. Now, if they buy into what the head coach is saying, you got a chance of being successful. And I think what has happened is, you mentioned about Tony Dungy and what type of an individual he is, what type of person he is, and the fact is that they bought into it. And because he never gave up hope. You know, when you see that, if your coach is yelling and screaming at you and calling you names and things like that, I mean, you know, he loses you. But if he talks to you in a calm manner, you know, that's the way I always like to be treated, to talk to in a calm manner, and let's figure out what's going wrong, if there is something going wrong, and find out a way to correct it. And I think that's the type of coach that Tony Dungy is, that he puts character at the top of his list as far as what he wants in a football player. And I think overall, when you see the way Peyton Manning, for example, how he handles the media and the press and that, it's a reflection on Tony Dungy, because he's speaking for Tony Dungy when he's got that microphone in his hand.
We're joined by Jarrett Bell from USA Today. Jarrett, as always, buddy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's up, Nick? How's everything?
Everything's fine, and Len Dawson's with us too. And you know, we're talking about character, and not just Tony Dungy's character, but the character of this team. The fact that they all learned that they were all important. It wasn't just Manning's show, but developing, as Len Dawson said, a team where the ethic is all about character. That takes time. You can look at a guy's 40-yard dash time, his bench press. You can look at those statistics, but it takes time to figure out how people will get it done. Overtime, in the press, in the heat of the moment itself, how much better was this team, as you look at it, with the Jeff Saturdays of the world and the other guys on that offensive line as one example, that defense that came through, that understood that they were going to always have adversity, but this time it didn't really matter?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. And you know, Nick, one of the things that's kind of overlooked in all of this is Dominic Rhodes. Now, remember, when the playoffs started, Dominic Rhodes got benched. He started all 16 regular season games at running back. They went into the playoffs to play Kansas City, and lo and behold, Joseph Addae, who's been playing pretty well in his time, obviously, during the season, but they named him the starter. Well, Dominic Rhodes didn't pout, didn't blow up, didn't go to the media. He just, you know, took it like a man and played a lot of good football. And, you know, he helped win that game at Baltimore, and then last night in the Super Bowl, he's a leading rusher with 113 yards. And I think that just kind of, you know, exemplifies what you're talking about when you talk about the character and everything. And I asked Rhodes about it after the game. I went to his locker and talked to him and told him that I noticed that. And, you know, he said, hey, it's not just about me. It's this whole team. And they've been through this so many times, you know, these playoff failures, that they kind of grew with that. And, you know, I'll mention one more thing. You know, Tony Dungy said last night, this wasn't the most talented of the five teams they've gone to the playoffs with in a row, each, you know, five consecutive seasons with the Colts. But he thought it was the team that was best able to handle the adversity. They were together. And, you know, I don't know if that's a knock on Edgerrin James. It might be a knock on Mike Vanderjagt. But you remember, they had a couple things, you know, internally that blew up over the past, you know, couple years. And then even in the playoffs last year after they lost to Pittsburgh, you know, Peyton got in public and dissed his offensive line for the protection. You didn't hear that this year. Even when, you know, things were going bad with the run defense, you know, the messages coming out, it seemed like a pretty tight group.
Absolutely. Len Dawson, give me an analogy here. When you looked at Cedric Benson leaving the field with an injury, you knew that Thomas Jones – who had been sharing the load, much like Dominic Rhodes and Adai. That put a lot more pressure on him. Do you think that was a big factor, conversely, that Dominic Rhodes was still there, was healthy, so they could continue exchanging their roles throughout the game?
Well, you know, when you put Jones in, that's not a bad deal, is it? I mean, he's a heck of a running back. I thought he was going to be the featured guy that's going to get the ball, 20, 25 times against that rushing defense of the Baltimore Colts. And they were always in the game until, the last quarter when the interception for the touchdown took place. So, I don't know what the game plan was for the Chicago Bears, but certainly I didn't want to put it in the hands of Rex Grossman, who's been up and down all year long. Didn't know what was going to come out of him, because this is the last game, Nick, the last game you want to win, because that's what people remember until the next time you put on the uniform and play another game. But going back to what you're talking about is Dungy too. How about the interception for the touchdown? That was the first interception of the young man's career. It turns into be the turning point in the game. So here you've got, I've going back to everybody's buying into the program of Tony Dungy, that everybody is important. Your role is just as important as anybody else's. And here's a guy that comes up with the play of the game, really, that sealed the victory for the Indianapolis Colts.
Jared Bell, before we ask Len Dawson the same question, just a simple, in that condition, just a simple game snap, the connection between the center and the quarterback became very important, and a veteran like Jeff Saturday was crucial with Peyton Manning. What was going on? Did you get any insight about what happened with Rex Grossman and those fumbled snaps?
Yeah, I think it was just a case where, they lost some concentration, and I know Len could tell you all about that, but I did go to Jeff Saturday after the game last night and ask him what he thought the difference was, and you know what he told me? He said, a couple of weeks ago, when we were getting ready to play Baltimore, we had we went through an entire practice with wet footballs. And I said, "Well, what did you do? What do you mean wet balls?" He says they soaked a number of footballs in a big tub and just made them wet and soggy and soap. And they spent the whole practice doing that just to try to give themselves, a little confidence and whatever they needed to do to make that exchange happen. And they were consistent with it. So the thing you have to do, and again, talk to Lynn, because he's done this, and I haven't, but I know it's a case of, just really being consistent, having your hands there at the same place the whole time, and for the center to try to be consistent putting it in there. And I think that was one of the things that made a huge difference last night, obviously, because they didn't have those real bad plays that came back to sting them. But, so they handled the elements, and that's something that, an experienced quarterback and an efficient, center and offensive line and entire unit, those are the types of things that make the difference, because a lot of times in these games, it comes down to the big mistake as much as it comes down to, really making a big play.
Len, what would you do as a veteran quarterback? What advice would you give to young quarterbacks to not make that mistake, to prevent that that fumble at the beginning of a play that crushed their confidence at points in the game when Chicago had a chance to come back?
Well, going back to a couple of things. One, you're talking about Indianapolis with a wet ball practicing it. I recall one time that Hank Stram had my center and myself in a mud puddle with water and taking snaps to make sure that we could get accustomed to one another under those conditions that would, unusual conditions. But what the quarterback has to do, the center's is very busy up there. Not only is he blocking somebody, but oftentimes he's calling out blocking assignments with the guards or maybe the tackles or whoever he's communicating with. So his mind is on several things. So the quarterback must remind him, as you leave the huddle, tell the center, make sure you get me the ball. Make sure you get me the ball. And I don't know whether Rex Grossman was pulling out too soon on that particular play that I was watching when he fumbled the football, or whether the center really didn't get it to his upper hand, which generally you put put your right hand under the buttocks of the center and provide a little pressure there so he knows exactly where the spot is and maintain that pressure until you get the ball. I don't know exactly yet. You'd have to talk to the center and the quarterback to get the reason what happened on that particular situation. But that's something that should never happen. You must prepare yourself for that. And for the young quarterback, It's not nothing wrong with reminding your center. Particularly, I used to get with Jack Rudney. You remember Jack? He
sure.
wasn't that big, but he on short yardage situations or goal lines, his butt would almost be down to the ground, and I'd have to tell him, Jack, get up. You know, make sure you get me the ball. You know, that's mm-hmm. first thing. Forget about anything else about blocking, but if I don't get the ball, the play is busted. So that's part of the quarterback's responsibility. That's part of the leadership that you have as a quarterback, is just a gentle reminder to the center, not criticizing him, just saying, make sure you get me the ball.
Jared Bell, before we let you go, buddy, let us talk about Kelvin Hayden's big interception. Both Ron Jaworski and Mark Schlereth think that the touchdown pass to Reggie Waynes in that first quarter was maybe a key thing in the reestablishment of Indianapolis. In your last 10, 15 seconds, what was your play of the game?
Yeah, a couple things to mention real quickly. Yeah, that was a blitz that Peyton beat him on to get Reggie Wayne. He burned him a couple times on the blitzes. A lot of times, I mean, Peyton's game management was awesome because he kept calling the runs against the cover two and knew what to do. Kelvin Hayden was a receiver at Illinois, switched to play cornerback his junior year, so he turned into a receiver as he was zipping up the sideline, but you know, that would have had to be the play of the game because, like Lenny said, it really sealed a lot of the issues at that point.
Well, appreciate it, my friend. Jared Bell from USA Today. Take a break. Have some fun for a day or two.
You deserve okay, it. Nick. Thanks for having me. See you later,
thanks,
man.
Jared. Jared Bell, when we come back, we're going to have Rick Goslin, who's been around the NFL for many years, along with our swan song for our good friend Len Dawson, Hall of Famer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Stay with us.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-768-9617. That's 800-768-9617. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now at 800-768-9617.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
Don't let your next ticket buying experience be a drag. Tickets Now has the best seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. In minutes, you can have the seats you really want, from the 50-yard line to orchestra seats at the theater to courtside at the Big Hoops matchup. Every ticket is 100% guaranteed authentic, backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a seven-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
You have to have emotion and energy to win in the National Football League. So we know we're going to have that, but we work in practice on precision and performing under pressure. We put ourselves, our offense and our defense, in those situations where you're going to have your emotion flowing. We practice against each other, offense against defense, our first group against each other, and we put them in two-minute situations where you've got to make decisions quickly and you want to win, and there's kind of a sense of pride riding on it, so that you do get that idea of how can I function best when I do have a lot of energy and emotion going.
That's, of course, Tony Dungy. We're joined by Rick Goslin, who has probably had a little bit of emotion going there, watching somebody he's known for many years. Rick, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Nick.
When you hear Tony Dungy talk about that, and here's a guy that from day one said, you're never going to hear me swear, you're never going to hear me raise my voice, and yet he found a way to coach intensity. There is no question that that Indianapolis Colts team out-hit and out-hustled Chicago.
Yeah, there are a lot of perceptions about that team. It was supposed to be a soft team. It was supposed to be a dome team that couldn't play outdoors. It couldn't play on grass. It couldn't play in bad weather. Peyton Manning would never be able to win the big game. He didn't win a championship in high school or college. Tony Dungy was too nice a guy. There are all kinds of perceptions that have been shattered here in this last 24 hours. And it, in Dungy's case, it really does prove that you can be a nice guy and win. Everybody likes Tony Dungy. He treats everyone with respect. He doesn't look down on anyone. He's just a great human being, well beyond what he is as a football coach.
Can you think of another head coach, Len Dawson, who has had the kind of emotional self-discipline to be able to motivate people to play with emotion, to play with intensity, but yet do it with the example of someone so calm and so understated as Tony Dungy?
No, I've never seen anybody like that. Rick is the only one that I've seen that has that type of demeanor that he can handle any situation. But I guess maybe go to the other sideline, Lovie Smith, kind of like Tony Dungy. And, you know, how he treats people. They seem like very, very nice people. And now I go back to those days when the coaches weren't nice at all. You know, that's neither my way or the highway, I think. You know, that's not the way the Lombardi coached, I can tell you that, but it's enlightening to see that. And it's amazing how, with today's athletes, how you can do that and get away with it because they make so much money and, you know, it's all so much of an individual thing and it's all about me, as opposed to back in my early days, you know, it wasn't that way. The coach ruled, man, whatever he said, you had to do. And Tony Dungy has come in with a different philosophy, and the thing is, it works. And it works better when you have a lot better players, too, I can tell you that, regardless of what the demeanor of the coach is.
And you can't tell when they're up or down by 40 points, you can't tell the difference. The only other name that I would throw out there that's like Dungy with a sideline demeanor is Tom Landry. But I didn't cover him. I don't know how he was in practice. But just on game day, I mean, you couldn't tell looking at Tom Landry whether they're winning, losing, or there's
right.
The end of the
You're
world.
Right about that.
Well, let's go to the other side of the game, which is Lovie Smith. How was he in the locker room, if you could give us an idea, Rick? Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I never got down to Chicago's locker room, but I'm sure he handled it with dignity and class because he handles everything with dignity and class. I thought this was a unique Super Bowl. It was almost a love fest between the two teams and the two coaches. I mean, everything was done just in a very classy way. This is what the NFL wants to portray itself.
Len, tell us about the strategy with Peyton Manning of taking Brian Urlacher out of the game. He certainly had his share of tackles. He certainly had an impact. But what did you see Indianapolis doing to minimize Urlacher's presence?
Block him, I'll tell you. That's block him. They had somebody on him all the time. He made a couple of plays that because of his quickness and that, but he had to be accounted for on every play, whether it's a run or a pass. Somebody had Brian Urlacher, you know, that's your guy. Make sure that he doesn't get back here to disrupt the running game. Make sure he doesn't get back to get to your quarterback. So, you know, that's what you base your game plan around. When they've got a guy like him over there on the defensive side of the ball, you have to account for him on every single play, because if not, he's going to disrupt everything.
I wanted to play another quote from Tony Dungy about something I thought would end up being one of the key psychological components, which was that last year was stolen from them. Their focus, their sense of being champions, their destiny was taken away because of, I believe, the distraction and of the tragedy of his son. Here's what Tony had to say then, and I love your comments.
I've always tried to get across to my guys that, hey, we are in this. We're wanting to win. The Super Bowl is the goal, but your family and your life, that's what's important. And you are going to have situations where you are going to have people with you forever. And so if you've gotten consumed by going to the Super Bowl and you miss the time with your family, you miss the time with your parents, you miss the time with your friends, it's not going to be worth it at the end. So hopefully they saw that and realized that, and it didn't take something like this to make that happen.
My argument is, we'll start with Rick, is that the leadership, the character, the extreme self-discipline and soulfulness that Tony Dungy showed during that aftermath, during the funeral, during those first few weeks and months after his son's death, that convinced this team to bring on a level of loyalty and commitment that they'd never had before.
I think they were pretty loyal to Dungy before that. I think it kind of melded after that, but no, Tony is such a good person. People will walk through fire for him, and I think that was the case before. I think it became public after the death of James that was the case. But he is such a unique and unusual person to be coaching an NFL team. You remember the stories of the Vermeils and the Joe Gibbs sleeping in cots in their office at night, and sure, trying to outwork the next guy, getting in at 5 a.m. and leaving at 11 o'clock at night. Tony Dungy still drives his kids to school every day, and then he goes into work. I mean, football for him is a job. It's not his life.
How could he do that? This is the NFL, Rick.
Unbelievable. He is, again, this is what he does for a living. He does not define himself as a football coach. He defines himself as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to bring a sense of balance to the team, that they don't get too low, they don't get too high. What about Bill Polian? Let's first start with Len on this. Bill Polian with three or four losses in Super Bowls back when he was with Buffalo. He puts together this team. He knows that Tony can be the answer. What do you think this means to a Bill Polian?
I don't know. I think he's one of the best general managers in the league, if not in the history of the league. Look what he has done. You know, Buffalo did go to four straight Super Bowls. I know they didn't win one, but and then who else did he put together? Carolina?
Yes,
and
Carolina.
And then then the Colts, he put that together where they're, you know, look at their record. I know they didn't win, you know, the championship games, but my goodness, you know, how about getting there? I mean, that's part of the deal. He's put the people on the field that are capable of winning it all, and I think he's done a marvelous job.
Like, I think what he's done, it's threefold. It's Manning, it's Dungy, and it's Polian. It's legacy. None of these guys had rings. All of them had rings. All of them needed rings to basically legitimize all that they've done. And all of them got the ring last night.
You know what I kept hearing all the
team?
Time in the postgame was organization. This is great for our organization. Tony Dungy's talking about that. Not just the players, but he's talking about everybody involved. And did he not invite everybody down in the organization for the Super Bowl?
I believe that's correct.
That's what it sounded like, yes.
Yeah, they brought a couple plane loads. And I'll tell you, at the press conference this morning, he was talking about, often mentioned that, you know, the our city, our fans, and we're going to be there for parade, and we don't care if it's 13 below. The parade's today, and we want you all there. I mean, they did it for themselves and for their city.
Let me ask you guys about Edgerrin James, who, you know, took a free agent contract, and you can say that it was a gutsy move in one sense, that he knew that it was a gamble, and he knew that he'd have to take an even bigger leadership role with the Cardinals, who may well, with Ken Wisenhunt and with the new additions, especially on the offensive line with Russ Grimm, I think, take it to the next level. But that's an organization that has a lot of work to do. Would this team have won the Super Bowl with Edgerrin James?
I think Joe Addai proved to be a better fit for what they do. I think Addai was a tougher runner. I think he hit the edges harder. I think Edgerrin James had more ability to make the big play. But in a game like last night, and we saw it against Baltimore and New England, when you have to run the ball, he can stick his head down and go between the tackles. That really wasn't Edgerrin's style.
Len.
Edgerrin James was a heck of a player. Now, I don't know whether he is still a heck of a player, but he was one heck of a player when he first came up with the Colts and did a lot of marvelous things. Now, would they have won it with him? Maybe. Yeah, he's a heck of a player because you have the other surrounding cast is there with the receivers, the offensive line, and then they put the defense together here in the postseason, and so they probably could have won it with Edgerrin James, but the combination of those two running backs yesterday looked very, very impressive. When you rush for, as I said, 191 yards against a team that doesn't give up 100 yards a game rushing, you're doing pretty good.
It was fun to see Peyton Manning, too, just the way he managed it with both tight ends coming up with some big catches. Even UTEC, after one key mistake, comes back and makes a couple key tackles. Let's talk about this team going into next year with this kind of confidence. What's their free agent situation, Rick Goslin, and can they do it again?
Yeah, as long as Peyton Manning is in his prime, they're a Super Bowl candidate. I think it's all about the franchise quarterback. Len can further discuss that. But, you know, they've got some cap issues. Dwight Freeney is a free agency this year. Nick Harper is a free agent. Cato June's a free agent. Those are three key elements on their defense. But I'll tell you what, when they lose players, they have guys that fill in. Dungy was saying that they have a next man up philosophy. They lost on Nick Harper last night, and they pulled Kelvin Hayden off the bench. He makes the interception that breaks the game open. With that touchdown, they replaced Edgerrin James. I won't say anybody's irreplaceable on this team. I think Free may be close, but I think Bill Polian is good enough at finding players, and Dungy is good enough at making it fit. That I think as long as Peyton Manning is there, I think they're a Super Bowl contender.
That sounds to me a little bit like the Patriots. Len Dawson, what do you think about that?
Well, let me ask you, Rick, don't the owners have or the teams have like $20 million more because of the salary cap increasing?
Yeah,
here next year, so that makes it the job a little easier keeping the players that they want. But I think that what Tony Dungy has done is what we're talking about, that everybody's role is important on that football team, and regardless whether you're starting or not starting. And so when the defensive back went into the ball game, coming up with that interception, you know, that's not only going to help him, but that's going to help all those other guys that aren't starting on that football team. So. Yeah, and I agree with Rick that Peyton Manning is the key. The quarterback is always the key in a Super Bowl game, a one-game shot. You know, you can't afford to have your quarterback play poorly and expect to win, I don't think. Grossman did not play well when he had to, and he had the shot. You know, he had the shot in the last quarter. You know, they're 5 points down. I mean, a couple of big plays, you know, and they could get into the end zone and take the lead. So quarterback is the key, and Peyton Manning is a key with the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, that's Len Dawson talking with Len and Rick Goslin for the Dallas Morning News. When we come back, final thoughts on Chicago. Who is their MVP, and what are their chances to take one more step up next year? You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Available now from Doubleday Books. Real baseball, baseball's golden era, the way America witnessed it in the movie newsreels. Author Les Krantz brings a celebration of the golden age of baseball through the movie house newsreels that once presented the game's great plays and players to fans across the country. Real Baseball is an enchanting look back at baseball from 1932 to 1965. This handsomely illustrated volume, with a foreword by Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra, traces the seminal role of newsreels in making baseball the national pastime before television brought the game into houses across America. This book also includes a one-hour DVD that features the most thrilling moments from original newsreels hosted by baseball great Joe Garagiola. Stay tuned to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network for your chance to win a copy of Real Baseball by Les Krantz from Doubleday. Available now wherever books are sold.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Welcome back to Head Games. Coming up this week, tennis with Luke Jensen from ESPN. We have the NBA's Mark Stein and Sean Marion from the Phoenix Suns coming up. We'll have Jeremy Schaaf on his wonderful book on Jesse Owens and that incredible 1936 Berlin Olympics. And the Oakland A's' Nick Swisher, one of the young characters, along with Eric Burns, who've both been on this show before, to look at the upcoming baseball season. Well, let's start first with Rick Goslin and the Chicago Bears. First of all, who's your unsung hero that could have made the difference and could have been the MVP?
Well, I know a couple guys that could have made a difference. They wouldn't have been MVP because they weren't there. Tommy Harris and Mike Brown are Pro Bowl defensive players that were out with injuries. I would have loved to have seen that game replayed with those two guys on the field. I think it would have been a much better, much closer game. And it's too bad that they weren't around because the Bears were a much better football team at the end of October than they were at the end of January.
Len Dawson, what are the chances that the Chicago team, which was without any kind of decent quarterback a year ago and had somebody that was passable certainly this year, what do you see for them next year?
Oh, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. They have the defense and they have a running game. They got some players. The quarterback has got to be more consistent. I don't think there's any question about that. But they've got the ingredients, particularly in the NFC. They've got the ingredients to get back next year just like they did this year.
Well, guys, I want to thank you very much for joining the show. And maybe a good way to end it is to note that Ricky Prohl, who had an amazing career with a bunch of different teams, decided to retire. And I just send a lot of congratulations to a guy that always seemed to make big plays and to end on a high note, even if it was injured. What a wonderful guy and a great addition to the NFL. But Rick Goslin, Len Dawson, really appreciate your being on this show this year. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Nick. Take care.
Thank you, guys. When we come back, we're going to have this week Luke Jensen, Mark Stein for the NBA, the Suns' Sean Marion on their future clashes with the Dallas Mavericks, the Oakland A's' Nick Swisher. Go to headgamesradio.com, headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.